Anton Schwartz on tenor saxophone leading his group and music from the CD Flash Mob to open up today's Jazz Northwest with Anton Schwartz on tenor sax, Dominic Farinacci trumpet, Taylor Eichste piano, John Shiflett bass and Lorca Hart on drums. That was a tune titled Swamp Thang. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And today, being the last program of the year, we're going to be celebrating some of the CDs we most enjoyed by Northwest artists. Anton Schwartz lives here at least part of the time, so I think he qualifies. And it's an excellent disc that got a lot of national airplay. Next, we're going to be listening to the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in a recording which just came out, and it was recorded in concert a few years ago, March of 2008. I was at the controls at the Kirkland Performance Center, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing Benny Carter's Kansas City Suite. This is the opening piece from the Kansas City Suite, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman, featuring Randy Halberstadt at the piano and Travis Ranney on tenor sax. This is called Vine Street Rumble.
Thank you. Vine Street Rumble.
It's a group out of Vancouver, B.C. called Triology. Triology is Bill Kuhn on guitar, Miles Black on piano, and a wonderful swinging bassist, Jody Prosnick. Triology played an original by Bill Kuhn, and it's titled Broadway in Alma. Broadway in Alma was the address of a late-lamented Vancouver jazz club, Alma Street Cafe, and the tune is loosely based on the tune Broadway. The CD titled Triology, Bill Kuhn, Jody Prosnick, and Miles Black. Before that was the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra from the Kansas City Suite, the opening selection recorded live in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center in 2008, featuring solos by Randy Halberstadt on piano, Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone in the Vine Street Rumble. Today on Jazz Northwest, we're featuring some of our favorite recordings by Northwest jazz artists in the past year, not in any particular ranking. This isn't a countdown, and it's by no means exclusive. People should know by now that I have something of an aversion to top 10 lists. But at any rate, these are some favorites. Next up is the first new recording in a few years from pianist Jessica Williams, who still lives in this area, and she's spent a long time recuperating from some serious back surgery a couple of years ago. Left her better, but unable to play a full-length gig, so she's been struggling a little bit over the course of the last year. But she has come up with a new recording. Being able to record in her own home, a tune or two at a time, made this possible. And we're glad to have the disc by Jessica. It's called With Love, issued on Origin Records. It came out in the spring. This is Jessica Williams' solo piano, and we'll hear her playing I Fall in Love Too Easily. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful floating piece from a group called Scenes. Scenes is John Stoll guitar, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums, this time joined by special guest Hans Teuber, the tenor saxophonist. We heard an original titled Dream, which is loosely based on There'll Never Be Another You, sounds like, from the 2014 album Scenes But Not Heard on Origin Records. Also from Origin this year, Jessica Williams, solo piano, her album With Love. And from it, we heard I Fall in Love Too Easily, Jessica Williams' solo piano. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. If you missed Ruby Bishop's 95th birthday party last weekend at Vito's, you can go tonight. She's at the piano every Sunday night from 6 to 9 at Vito's on Capitol Hill. Also on our jazz scene, Sarah Gazarek is home for the holidays. She's singing at Jazz Alley for the last time in her current run tonight. Pancho Sanchez and his Latin jazz band open at Jazz Alley on Monday night, and they'll play through New Year's Eve. Also on Monday night, Talem Greenblatt and Dan Greenblatt will be returning to Seattle to play Monday night at Tula's. Tuesday, Michael Bisio and Joe McPhee will be at Brad's Swingside on Fremont in Seattle. It's a tiny place. Get there early if you're interested in seeing Michael Bisio and Joe McPhee together. Bill Anschel Trio will be playing at Tula's on Tuesday night. Wednesday is New Year's Eve, and Pancho Sanchez and his band will be playing at Jazz Alley with special New Year's Eve packages. Also, Stephanie Porter and her group at Tula's, and H.B. Radke and the Jet City Swingers will be doing an old school reunion at Boxley's in North Bend. New Year's Day, not a lot going on. Jacob Zimmerman will be playing his regular First Thursday gig at Egan's in Ballard. On Friday, things pick up again. Alto saxophonist Bregan Krause, who is a product of Cornish College, will be back in Seattle. He's a longtime New York resident by now, and he's always a thrilling improviser. He'll be returning and playing at the Royal Room on Friday night next week. Music of Art Blakey will be played by a group including Alexei Nikolaev, David Marriott, Noah Halpern, and others at Egan's Ballard Jam House. Also, the Miles Lavin Quintet with Jay Thomas and Steve Tressler and Don Clement will be playing at Tula's. Pearl Django and Gail Pettis open on Friday night at Jazz Alley. They'll play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And at the Royal Room, Sweeter Than the Day with Young and Moore and Zoni Mash will be at the Royal Room on Friday night. Saturday night, the Westerlies will be back in town, and they'll open the Royal Room at 6 o'clock, followed by Robin Holcomb, The Golden Road, and Zoni Mash with horns. That's all at the Royal Room next Saturday night. Lots of good stuff coming up, and for more information and more details, check the KPLU Jazz Calendar, as well as the earshot.org Jazz Calendar, and daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. One sad bit of news I have to report. I've just been curious, what's happening with the New Orleans? Is the New Orleans Creole restaurant ever going to reopen? Some reconstruction had started in there. I peered behind the butcher paper and you could see something was going on when I checked last summer. But going by the other day, I noticed there's a for rent sign in the window at the former location of the New Orleans Creole restaurant. It does not look like it's going to be back. Here is music from the Westerlies, who are going to be playing next weekend at the Royal Room, with Riley Muhercar and Zubin Hensler on trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock on trombones. This is from their great album, Wish the Children Would Come on Home, playing the music of Wayne Horvitz. This one's called Sweeter Than the Day.
Thank you.
Thomas Marriott featured on trumpet from his latest album, Urban Folklore, which came out this fall, with Oren Evans on piano, Eric Rivas bass, and Donald Edwards on drums, providing a powerful thrust to that piece called The Tale of Debauchery, which Thomas Marriott says is most everyone has that moment in their life when they sort of went over the edge and went a little further than they intended to, and shudder every time they recall it. The Tale of Debauchery, from Thomas Marriott's album Urban Folklore. And before that was the Westerlies, the group with four brass players, two trumpets and two trombones, and Riley Muhercar and Zubin Hensler on trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock on trombones. The musicians all come from the Roosevelt and Garfield jazz band programs of several years ago. They got together in New York where they were all living, and they formed this very interesting brass quartet that I just love the blend of these guys and the way they sound together. They play with all the practice and focus of a string quartet. That piece titled Sweeter Than the Day, music of Wayne Horvitz, and the group is going to be playing next Saturday night, opening the evening at the Royal Room for an evening which also includes Zoni Mash and Robin Holcomb. The Westerlies. On Jazz Northwest, today from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org, we're featuring some of our favorite recordings by Northwest jazz artists and former resident Northwest jazz artists, some of whom are back in town playing over the holidays. The next one we're going to be listening to is one which came out this fall, and it's a pianist and composer who we featured on one of our Jazz Northwest broadcast from the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum. It's Ann Reynolds, Clave Gringa Group. Ann Reynolds at the piano and composer of this music, and this one's called La Chica de Malecón.
Sigue el corazón. Thank you.
That's the Tom Varner Nonet playing Seattle Blues, wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, featuring some of our favorites from the past year. Tom Varner on French horn there with Thomas Marriott trumpet, David Marriott on trombone, Steve Tressler clarinet, Mark Taylor alto, Eric Barber tenor sax, and a rhythm section Phil Sparks and Byron Vannoy bass and drums. Jim DeJoya was the baritone saxophonist. And before that was a tune from Clave Gringa, Ann Reynolds, who was here recording in Cuba with La Familia Valera Miranda of Santiago de Cuba and La Chica de Melacon. Great work from Ann Reynolds, Para Cuba con Amor. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today, some of our favorites from 2014.